Good morning, Talmidim. After such a heilig of Purim, Purim itself, the Hachana for Purim, there's just a feeling of Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu Umanoim Berereinu. How lucky, how privileged we are that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that we should be born into a Yiddish from family. So we can appreciate the heilikite of a day like Purim. You feel it. You see it. You're part of it. There are many neshamas that come down to this world that are not privileged to come into such a family that belongs to our culture, as they call it. A frum family. A family that can appreciate Torah. A family that can appreciate mitzvahs. There are unfortunately nitche Yisrael that don't get to feel the sweetness. Back to the preparation for Purim, and we spoke about it, and we're going to continue to speak about it. The achdus, that the boys work together, every classroom, for sure the Beis Medrash and the hallway, but each classroom did their theme, worked together, worked on a plan, just to see boys working together. And there's so many areas of conflict that could come up. There's difference of opinions. One boy thinks one way, another boy thinks another way. But he's taking charge. He could be. There are so many areas where conflict could happen. And I have to say, B'siyata D'shmaya, I don't think there was any conflict that we had to deal with. That shows godless, especially by young children. Young children don't necessarily have that nesayon of problem solving, of working things out, compromising. They don't really have opportunities to work on that. As they get older, they learn it many times the hard way. Yet here we were able to see in every class, the final product was so beautiful, you were able to see the achdus that went into preparing it. Even one of the classes, they had decided on one thing, it was a vote, the class voted on one thing, and then it was switched, they decided on something else. That itself could have been so many machlokes within the classroom setting. And instead, not only that there wasn't machlokes, they were able to incorporate both ideas into one. They had spent money already on the first idea, then when the idea was... They figured out how to, you know what, let's work this through together. It takes tremendous skill, koyach, achdus, heart, to make this work and work out so beautifully. People that were seeing pictures of the classrooms, of the Beis Medrash, of the hallway, they were like, I can't believe elementary school boys did this. It's impossible. How many months have they been working on decorating the room? Just a few hours? It's impossible. How? And look at the koyches that our Talmidim have. Yes, just a few hours. And it came out such a beautiful, uplifting matzav. The Purim Shtik Tehi Yeshiva, the davening, everyone together. And you know what? Yes. Sometimes they say gramen and they say things. There could be a shtech for the 6th graders, there could be a shtech for the 7th graders, there could be some sharp lines. No one got bent out of shape out of it. I haven't heard any complaints stuff from the 6th grader, not from the 7th grader, wasn't right, they made fun of us, then we go out, everybody else goes out, no one. That's a chelik of the beauty. Everyone is having a good time. And then go to Purim, Purim Day itself, the Mount of Bachurim. We were around different yeshivas, and the Bachurim that came over, and you see sometimes Bachurim and Purim drink a bit too much. And what comes out when they drink? The Divrei Torah. The Rebbe, give me a bracha. I want a bracha. I want to be successful. Oh, Rebbe, thank you, Rebbe. Oh, Rebbe. I have not heard one negative word from one of the hundreds of Bachurim that we met over Purim. And everyone was like, how? You look at what happens in the outside world when they become drunk. It's dangerous to be next to them. It's dangerous, you run away. You see a drunk person, you run away. You don't know what's going to happen next. You see a Yiddish kind that chayv initially besume, and he's a bit on a, he goes on to a higher level. He's on a level of more ahava, more Torah, more Yiddishkeit, more connection, more appreciation, more. Ashreinu, how lucky and privileged we are. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us into this. A family that could appreciate Torah mitzvahs, could appreciate Ayam to Purim, could appreciate even the day that's to elevate it, to make it so halik. And now we're going into Parshas Parah. This Shabbos is the third of the special Shabbosim, the Dalat Parshias, Parshas Shkolim. was right before Rosh Chodesh Adar. Parshas Zachar was right before Purim. This week is Parshas Parah. And then we're going to have Parshas Chodesh. All of this is in preparation for the Karban Pesach. We know you bring the Parah Aduma to be retired from Tumah, Tumah Smeis. Exactly how the Parah Aduma, why the Parah Aduma, why the Maim Chayim. There's so many beautiful verta that swarm to discuss exactly the Inyana, but that's not the topic right now. I want to go into the topic of the Parah Aduma and the Eagle. This week's Pasha speaks about, like the Manal would always say, it's probably the saddest Pasha in the entire Torah. Pasha's Kisis is probably the saddest Pasha. Big Tzadikim, the Manal used to say, that says this also, Big Tzadikim didn't even want to pronounce the word Eagle. They would just spell it out, the letters, Ayin Gimel Lamed. Ayin Gimel Lamed, how Klal Yisrael got to do the Ayin Gimel Lamed, you can't understand that. Klal Yisrael that saw Nisim Mitzrayim, saw Yitzis Mitzrayim, saw Kris Yamsim, saw the month, saw that. What happened? What was the cause? Where was the mistake? What went wrong? And it's not something we want to go discuss what happened then, but how does it affect us today? But there's something similar that you can compare what happened in times of Haman, what happened in times of the Eagle, and what's happening in today's times as well, of what gets us into losing sense of who we are and what we stand for. There's an old Hasidic Shanig. The old Hasidim used to sing a song. I don't know if I know it perfectly, but I'm going to try. Nechten is shoyn is da. Morgen is noch nicht da. Sie noch geblieben a bissl von heint. Was hat man sich zu sorgen? Yesterday is not here anymore. Tomorrow is not here yet. All that's left is a little bit of today. So why do you worry? An unbelievable message. There's a concept called confusion. A concept called the people are confused. Yesterday was such a hard day, and tomorrow, who's going to know what's going to happen tomorrow? There's a lot that people worry about. A lot of worries that people have. And those worries are called confusion. What's going on? What's going to happen? What? Will? How? Yet if a person thinks for a second, whatever happened yesterday that may have been a bit hard for me, that's past already. Yesterday's not here, it's gone. What's going to happen tomorrow? I'm afraid tomorrow. I'm nervous about. Morgen is noch nicht da. Tomorrow's not here yet. All that you have left is a few minutes of today that's left today. So if all you have today, then enjoy the now. Just appreciate the now. And if you're going through a hard time now, don't worry. The day is almost over. So what's the point of worrying? Now, at times, worrying is not something that a person makes a decision whether he is going to worry or not going to worry. At times, it's a clinical piece that causes people to worry about. But that's not what I'm talking about right now. Not discussing therapy right now. Not going into the clinical piece. I want to bring out the nekuda of confusion. Haman created confusion in the times of Achashverosh. Confusion, tremendous confusion. And Akadosh Baruch Hu sent Haman to be the shliach. What was a story. And that confusion caused Yidden to go to the Sudas Achashverosh. That caused the Yidden to try. And then when they saw Haman became, what's going to happen? Haman, all Yidden are going to be wiped out. Haman, there were so many things that, what's going to happen? They were confused. And out of the confusion, they felt lost. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Klal Yisrael, there is no such thing as confusion. Everything that happens had a chronological order, when it should happen, why it should happen, all for the build-up of Maisa Makhavasa. Don't be confused. If something is happening, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a reason why it's happening. The Maisa Eagle, same thing, the Satan confused everything that's going on. Where's Moshe Rabbeinu? Boy, Shesher, Moshe Rabbeinu is still not here. The Sutton made a look like a Leviathan. So, like, you don't, the Sutton was in the Shtana, the Oilam, for what to confuse the people. And through that confusion comes Chayk. When there isn't clarity, when there isn't direction, comes Chayk. So that unfortunately fell through the Chayta Egel was because of the amount of confusion that they were in. But why? Why was the confusion? They saw Nisim Mitzrayim. They saw Kriyas Yam Suf. They saw the Man. They saw everything. But the Koyach of Satan is to create a cloud that people should stop worrying and feeling about the lost. So if they're lost, they're going to do things that they're not. I saw Brutan. I'm not sure how it works scientifically. There are certain fish, very large fish, that eat smaller fish. So how do they get to the smaller fish? The small fish will run away. So either they let out a certain dye that creates like a murky color, or they give like a splash that creates like confusion within the water, and the smaller fish get lost a bit to what's going on here, and that's when they get grabbed up by the bigger fish. So small confusion allows the big fish to eat up the small fish. Yet if the smaller fish wouldn't have gotten confused and sees that big wave coming, they run away, then they would have been saved. So it's forming down the same thing here. When a person is confused, they get lost. Yet a yid is never lost. It's forming down, I saw from the Basayan. The Basayan brings down that every Avera that a person is nichshel in has a chelik of the Cheta Egel. If Klai Shul wouldn't have done the Egel, then today probably it would have been Klai Shul would have had the Koiches to overcome the Nisyonis. So when a person doesn't have the Koich to overcome a Nisyon and falls through a dozen Avera, a chelik of it is because of the Cheta Egel and redoing the Cheta Egel again. So then every Avera is a chelik of the Cheta Egel also. So it brings out that Egel is Ayin Gimel Lamed. Gimel Averus. Ayin is for Avoy the Zara. The Gimel Gili Arayis. And the Lamed is for Lashon Hara. The Gemara brings down that everybody gets Nechshel Avoy the Zara. Very many people in Gili Arayis and Avoy the Zara. The three Averis Chamuris are still a chaylik of the Egel. So how do we counteract that? How do we counteract to make sure that we don't get stuck in confusion? What do we do that we don't get drawn into those murky waters and we freeze? How do we stay intact? So the chaylik of Asayin, that to counteract the Ayin Gimelamed with different letters. The Ayin is for Avoida. Today that we don't have yet the Beis Hamikdash, we daven. So when a person feels that something becomes murky, there's a certain level of confusion, there's something that's confusing him, avoid it, you start davening. Say a kapitel Tehillim. Daven, say a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gimel is for Gmilas Chasadim. If you feel lost, if you feel something is, you feel that confusion starting to hit you, do an act of chesed to someone else. And the Lamed is for Limud HaTorah. Learn some Torah, open up a Mishnah, open up a Gemara, open up something. As soon as you start feeling that uncomfortable feeling that could lead to confusion, that could lead to hate, put that into Ayin Gimel Lamed. Avoid the Gimel Chesedim and Limud HaTorah. It's brought out that the Lamed is the tallest letter of the Aleph Beis. Because Lamed is referring to Limud, Limud HaTorah. So that is the tallest, that overpowers, overshadows everything. Anytime a person feels lost or doesn't feel good about something, feels bad about something, don't allow yourself to be confused. Just bring that Lamed, Limud HaTorah, into your life. Add another Mishnah. Add something more. And that will bring down the confusion. Bring it down to our level as well. There is so much confusion that could be going on. He meant this, he meant that. He said this, he said that. But not have any confusion. But not no more confusion. Should I do, should I not do, should I? Think for a second. Klai Yisrael isn't confused. Hayom yom shishi b'Shabbos. Today is Wednesday. Today is Friday. There's no confusion. Today is Friday. Hayom Shishi B'Shabbos. Today is not yesterday, and today is not tomorrow. Today isn't Thursday. So whatever happened, Thursday is not here anymore. Morgen is Nacht Nishto. Today's not Hayom Yom Shabbos Kodesh. So no geblieben a bissel von Heint. Only little of Hayom Yom Shishi B'Shabbos is left. Chaparayin. No time to worry. Chaparayin the last few minutes of the day. And if a person thinks that way, don't allow things to draw you into confusion. If someone makes you feel inferior, if something makes you feel inferior, if you start doubting yourself, that's all part of the confusion. That's Maisa Satan. If the Satan wants to get someone, he's going to start telling you, you, who do you think you are? You think you're so heilig? You think you're so good? You're a loser. If you ever start thinking that you're a loser, if you ever hear that you're a loser from someone else, you know who's talking? The Satan is talking. The Satan is bringing confusion. You should feel confused about who you are. Because we don't have any losers sitting here in this room. We don't. And if someone makes you feel that you are, or something makes you feel that you are, you knock that out of your head. You say, go home, Satan. Don't come to me. Go to someone else. There's no confusion here. You're not going to confuse me who I am. Whether it's here in the Beis Medrash, whether it's upstairs in the gym, if it's outside in the field, or it's on the ice somewhere else, it doesn't make a difference. Then no one is going to bring confusion to me. And if at any point I start feeling maybe that I run away, I run to the Ayin, to Avodah, I run to the Gimel of Gemilas Chasadim, I run to the Limud HaTorah, which that should put me back onto the path. Instead of the opposite Ayin Gimel Lamed. That brings us back to Ashrei Matar Kokeinu, that we have that awareness. We have that awareness. So it's the Kumta Yomtiv of Purim. When all the outside pieces get put aside, all the feelings of maybe I don't feel so good about myself get put aside. You see the inner yid come out. I want to be close to Hashem. I want to learn better. I want to daven better. This is the real, true me. And I want to finish. Something very powerful that we said, I think, yesterday, 2 days ago. There's a big anti-Semite out there. Big anti-Semite. Recently, he made himself very famous, criticizing the war. Why is Israel dragging America into a war in Iran? Why do we have to get involved in Israel's politics? Let Israel deal with Israel. Let America deal with American issues. We have enough issues here. They shouldn't get us dragged into the war. Netanyahu and Trump, they became partners, and all of this is Israel wants the money from the oil. Oh, big anti-Semite God, the same as Shoim Yerkov. And he said a very powerful statement. I didn't hear from him directly, but I heard Nachizakto. He says, I'm really afraid if America wins this war. I'm afraid if America and Israel wins this war. Anti-Semite, you want to know why? What happens next if America and Israel do win this war? You know what happens next? Trump and Netanyahu are going to go and build the third temple. And if they build the third temple, I am toast, anti-Semite said, not realizing that he's toast already. What came out of this goyish cup? Anti-Semite who hates Eden. I'm afraid if America and Israel win the war, Trump and Netanyahu is going to build a third temple. He's right and he's wrong. The third temple is going to be built soon. Not by Trump and the Bibi Netanyahu. We're going to be zoichet to be semikdashal eish b'karev. Yet the anti-Semites are feeling it already and talking about it. Can you imagine how we have to get ready for it? Can you imagine how we have to put ourselves into the Ayin of Avodah, the Gimel of Gemilas Chasadim, and the Lamed of Limud HaTorah? And anytime we feel confusion, we say, out, Satan, get out of here. As the New Yorkers would say. Rabbi say, Ashrei Matar Kokeinu, back to what we said, started off. We're a heilige folk, a heilige nation. We don't get dragged into the outside distractions that's going on in the world. I only mentioned it to see how even the Goyim are thinking today. The haters of Eden are thinking today. Us that we know, Achakalim Cholim Shiova, we know the third Beis HaMikdash is coming very quickly. We see the Maisim, Nisim that's happening every single day. And more Nisim that we see, we don't allow ourselves to become confused. We don't allow ourselves for confusion. Every day is a day by itself. Now our avodah is to purify ourselves. The Parshas Purim comes to clean up from the Chet HaEgel. And as we go into Parshas Purim, we go into Shabbos, and we go to Shul, and you're going to hear the Kri of Parshas Purim. And Parshas Kisisa is the Chet HaEgel in this week's Parsha. So the Parsha of the Kapara comes in the Parsha of the Chet. Zelu Mazed, in this week's Parsha. How does it affect us? What's going to go into our mind? That anytime there's an issue, we're going to remember this old song. Nechten is shoy nishto. Morgen is nach nishto. This is Norge blibben a bissl fin hain. Was hat man sich zu sorgen? Our lechtige heilige Shabbos class begins 9:20.